We're joined on the line now by Professor Willie Cronier, who's with the Wits University School of Electrical and Information Engineering. Willie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are things there?
I'm in an air-conditioned studio with power, so I'm good. Outside, it's
things are good.
Things are good. Pico Power, if that's how you say it, Pico Power, a spin-off company out of the School of Electrical and Information Engineering. It's a kind of modular approach to getting yourself off the grid.
The intention is not really to go off grid. It has its roots in.
I think Willie is in a load shedding area where the cell phone tower has just gone down. Willie, you broke up immediately after starting to talk. So would you mind starting again, please?
I'll try again. The load shedding does have an impact on this. Our system was, invented for off-grid applications by definition. People don't have services. So that is the intended client, end user, people in remote rural areas
This is not working. Can we try again? Is there a landline? Because that is not a telephone link on which a decent interview can be conducted. So maybe just while Nicola is trying to secure a better communication link than that, so we can hear what the prof is saying. We'll try again. Let me just go through a couple more short emails from Peter, going back to the new ministerial guidebook, and poor ministers have to sacrifice and can only drive in a car that costs up to 700,000 rand. And Peter said to me in an email from Hermanus, would it not be a good idea to allow ministers to have any car with the one proviso that it be made in South Africa? They could still have Mercs and BMWs. I partly agree with that. Not any car. I mean, I would say have a car up to 700,000 rand and make absolutely certain that it is a car that is manufactured in South Africa. I don't know how many cars that are imported cost less than 700,000 rand, so I don't know in practical terms what choice there would be. But I do think that ministers should be driving South African. And, a lot of the more desirable brands do make cars in South Africa. I got also an email from Joe. John, I transferred an amount of about 1,000 rand into a wrong account. The guy is saying it was your fault. I will not give you the money back. What are the legal routes I should take since the bank said we cannot help you? And unfortunately, I had to write back to Joe and say, the only option, you have two options. One is to try and persuade the person in whose account the money wrongfully landed that the moral thing to do is to return it, because the banks are not allowed to take it out of his account and put it back into yours. If you have finger trouble when you're doing an EFT and it lands in somebody else's account, the bank is not allowed to take it out of the account and put it back into yours. So you have two choices: to try and morally persuade the person that it is the right thing to do, or go to a lawyer. And a lawyer is going to cost you more than the 1,000 rand that you wrongfully transferred. It's something that Wendy Nola has written about quite a lot. And unfortunately, the realities are quite clear. Once you've made that finger error, moral suasion or expensive legals is the only routes you can take. So do make absolutely certain. I've got to the point now where I check, double-check, and triple-check that the number of the account to which I'm transferring the money is the account into which I'm supposed to transfer the money. Right, let's try back with Professor Willie Cronier, who somehow, by moving, has found an extra bar of signal. So to go back to the personal consumer grid innovation, Pecco Power.
Hello, John.
Yes, Willie, please.
Can you hear me? Yes, so the personal consumer thing is exactly the original intended application. It's for people who don't have electricity, which seems to be more and more people now. But the intention was for rural areas and people who are off-grid by definition.
Okay.
To make it really easy and accessible. And that's where the modularity kicks in. So it's a system that makes blue wiring very easy and very simple. So you don't need to have a technical degree or some form of training to deploy the system. And you can easily add on once you have a system. So you can scale it up as your needs expand.
You start with a solar panel?
Solar panel or a battery, okay. Or both. Depends on what you can afford.
Yeah.
So typically you would need both, especially if you want lights at night, you need a battery. And then you can grow it as your needs expand over time. Because affordability is a big issue for people in rural areas. They can't just simply go and buy stuff. And then typically a big cost if you want to install it at your house normally is actually to get an electrician or somebody to do all the wiring and stuff. So we try to avoid that completely by making it so simple that it's plug and play. So the average guy on the street can just go into ShopRite or somewhere, buy the stuff, take it home and plug it together and it'll work. And if something
What's the basic input cost to buy a battery and a solar panel that you can plug and play? What in order to get decent service out of it, what kind of outlay are we talking about?
Probably if you want to run at least a refrigerator and maybe a TV and some lights and charge yourself, then you're looking at about 10,000 or thereabouts. You can start at a lower level if you just want light and just charging phones. If you want to run TV, you can. So basically, think about it very similar to your cell phone contract. You've got a basic level, and then you can buy top-up units to bump you up to the next level eventually. And the guy with the 10,000 can immediately start with the system that can run the refrigerator, TV, etc. The other guys can start at a lower level and over time accumulate the equipment that will get into that level.
Unfortunately, the line is coming and going. We've got a sense of it, but maybe when we have more reliable power, we can go back and talk about this a little more, because I think it's a very interesting concept. We have a voice note. Thank you to Professor Willie Cronier with the Wits University School of Electrical and Information Engineering.